All right, I'm Perry. This is In Plain Sight. And to my right, sir, of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele, David Wilcock. We are returning to David for the third time in almost as many weeks. We've been covering a lot of David recently.
He's been on a roll.
Well, it's been, our content has been very David Corey focused, and usually, you know, the last several years, both of them really haven't done anything, and then we got this deluge here where Corey is losing all his lawsuits and Guy has filed their countersuits. David keeps putting out content. So we're going to keep covering it. Now, I did see part of this because when he recorded it, whatever, a week or so ago, someone tweeted at us and let me know that he mentioned us in it.
Hell yeah.
I was like, well, that sounds weird. So I did find that portion of it. We don't get a direct mention by name, but he mentioned something we did directly and only we did it. So he couldn't be talking about anyone else. So we'll get to that. That might be towards the... It'll either be the end of this episode or like the beginning of the next one, because we will be splitting this into Monday and Friday as usual.
Hell yeah.
Well, shall we? David Wilcock live, joyfully defeating the demonic.
Ooh. I like that we're doing it happy, you know. He got a little sad the other day.
Well, I think he's lying. I think
he's trying to talk himself into it.
Yeah, this is one of those things people do, whereas typically happy people don't have to put in the title of the video that they're happy. Usually you can just kind of tell because they're behaving in a manner that is congruent with a happy person.
I wonder how many times he cries this week.
God, was that last week? Was last week crying about the Matrix? And then he showed us his rape pajamas?
Yeah, his rape pajamas.
Damn, that was a great episode.
The rape pajamas ruled, dude. Those were so sick.
I'm hoping he comes with a heater again.
I mean, on his last all-time run, we were like, how can he top the last one? And he managed to, so.
Well, that's the great thing about Dave. He's like Cardiac Kemba. This is his Sweet 16. And every time you think you can count him out, he hits a shot and he brings us back in.
Yeah, he just finds new ways.
Well, I said I wanted to do a show on.
Wait, hold on. Where are our captions here? There we go.
On the demonic. And the reason I'm 5 minutes late is I just had another one of those very strange things happen.
Uh-huh.
I did something really weird with my mouse, and then all of a sudden my window where I get to talk to you guys is completely blown out.
God, he's got to stop doing this. This thing where any slight hiccup in technology is the devil working through his laptop.
I mean, he's done quite a few of these. You would feel like he should know what he's doing by now.
You would think so. But even then, like, sometimes technology just fucks up and it's not because
Lucifer. It's not divine intervention.
Yes, Lucifer has not implanted himself amongst your hard drive contents. It's just, you know, sometimes technology does that.
Oh, the Dark Lord made me click that link.
And your chats are already coming in. Thank you for that. Super chats are very much appreciated today.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
In the middle of a very biblical situation in my life, you know, where
that's why I'm going to start calling it when I'm fucked. I'm in a, you know, real biblical situation right now.
He can't possibly make enough money doing this to pay off his debt. So I'm kind of curious. My current working theory, which is based on literally nothing, is that because he said in the last video, I believe he was going to meet with the IRS to try and settle his debt.
That's never good.
No, but what I do think is he's trying to prove that he has various means of receiving
of
income.
Revenue.
Right, because now he's doing this more often, and then he's doing the live event in just a few days here. So I think he's...
I mean, I'm sure he claims the book.
Right, so I think he's trying to do this to prove like he's capable of being on a payment plan because he can make money.
I mean, even doing this, I mean, yeah, I guess if he does nothing but this for the next like 35 years...
Well, that's the thing about being seven figures in debt is you can't really nickel and dime your way there.
Yeah, that's the real problem. Like, it's enough debt to where it's like, you're kind of just fucked.
Yeah, no matter, it takes a lot of $20 super chats to pay off 1.4 million plus the other several hundred thousand Stavadios.
Yeah.
We do have some very exciting news.
You always do.
I'm not going to get into too much detail, but we have at least one order from a country in Africa, which we now have signed purchase orders for.
Okay, I'm going to call bullshit right off top here.
I feel like I would have heard if Africans bought hover cars.
Well, not hover cars. I think he's saying like they're fighter jets.
Oh, I definitely would have heard that.
I find it hard to believe, even in the most incompetently run countries, I don't think their military would purchase jets from a company that has literally never produced a jet.
That'd be so sick if they scammed Nigerians.
Yeah, this is payback.
They actually mailed them one of the little models, and they're like, oh, no, that picture was to scale.
People used to do that on eBay where they would sell...
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, like they would sell a photograph of a Rolex or something. There's... I don't believe this at all. There's not a fucking chance some shitty African country...
I mean, I'm sure that's what they told David.
Yeah, I'm sure David believes what he's saying, but no fucking way. No fucking way.
My ideal ending for this is for David to find all this fake documentation they made to trick him and have to, like, realize that in a court of law.
He will literally never realize it. I've come to the conclusion that he is...
Not necessarily realize it and that understand it, but just, like, be forced to confront, be like, hey, you know those Africans they told you sold these to? Like, they actually were completely fake.
It's also curious that he constantly is beating this drum about how, the end times are coming. Shouldn't he, maybe not be selling fucking fighter jets if that doesn't really seem like the peaceful option here.
Well, the end times is big for war.
It's true. And the fighter jet, it's right in the name. You use it for fighting. It's not a peaceful jet.
I don't think Africans know how to fly them.
I hope he says the country because... Let's see.
So oh, South Africans.
A peaceful country in Africa.
Oh.
That just happens to need fighter jets. Oh, to be more peaceful.
Oh, they need peaceful fighter jets.
Oh, silly us.
It all makes it... Look how fucking happy he is, though. Look, you think he's happy when he gets $20 super chats? He thinks someone's going to buy $1 million jet.
Yeah, he thought he just made a mil.
What a fucking rube.
Oh, God. He's not going to see any of the money.
No, not a penny.
Don't get all freaked out about it. This is a normal thing for us to do.
Oh, yeah, it's normal. That's why you've never done it before. Fuck. Just a drop of this ego would fuel me for the rest of my life.
He has a blessing and a curse at the same time.
To put this in perspective, he has a company that has never produced a product, and now he believes someone is going to buy the product, which, by the way, they can't produce.
It doesn't exist.
And he is elated. He's
thrilled, dude.
Taking on new life.
Look, mental illness can be cool.
It's great when it's directed properly, but
now it gets you $1.4 million in debt. But
circle here, as you may see, there's a little extra symbolism in there.
It's the same fucking leg he's had.
Love you, David. We love you too. And that is, the whole team of Archangel Michael, David, and Gurley. We're all working together.
Gurley is the brains.
I'm so concerned for him when that dog dies.
Yeah, it's not going to go good.
In fact, we'll go to that slide. I'm wiped out after going through two biblical emergencies.
Oh, David's pooped.
In my own life.
he means snow.
So I didn't really want to do a show today, but once again, it's like there's
I need the money.
The conditions in the world, really would be well served by me having something to talk about today. So
World would be well served.
Step up to the plate once again. This
is for our
fact
benefit.
That I was threatened in a very...
What's going on with that eye thing has been lingering for several weeks.
I mean, he seems to have actually fucked up his eye. That seems to have not been a lie.
Now, if I wanted to be a real dick about this, I could point out that there's that whole theory about the Illuminati humiliation ritual
with the
black eye.
Yeah.
Because, hold on, I pulled that. Because, there's a very common theory.
Yeah, the Tom Hanks one. Yeah.
It is one that I believe David himself has engaged in.
Means you fuck kids.
But, yes, do you think he's going to claim he is suffering from that ritual?
No,
I doubt it.
He's got pink eye.
Yeah, see, when it happens to him, it's just, something that occasionally happens to an eye. But if it happens to someone else, it's because they're an Illuminati member.
Yeah, they diddle children.
Yes.
Very, very... phenomenal, grandiose way. Many people would probably want to retreat after that. I did not. I'll show you what that was. It's really shocking. That's coming up early in the show. But again, the main point of the show here is I want to talk about the principles of positive and negative entities. when we start to understand the universal cosmology as it comes in from the law
N-word.
Of one, we have a universe
all the
that
crime.
Is a sentient universe, and it's conscious. And that's all there really is awareness. It's so funny.
Yeah, dude.
A friend of
Sick,
mine
bro.
Who I'm working with and is also on the Stavati Board of Directors.
Oh, great. Another retard.
He's really trying to get into this philosophical argument with me the last time we were on the
what
phone.
What is
saying,
debt,
well,
David? Really, when we're thinking
an
about it.
That created the universe, and where did it come from, and what was going on before that?
Oh, yeah. No one's ever asked
and,
that
well,
question.
Law of One kind of says that, somebody says your volume's all the way up and it's a bit hard to hear. There's really nothing I can do about that during the live stream.
Volume's
everybody kind of has that complaint. If I tried to crank up the volume now, it's going to be
the
bad.
The devil's
so
in his microphone
just
now.
Crank up your volume, and then I'll probably... I am doing a nice high-fidelity recording here, so we can do that,
yes,
too.
Yes, the cinematic re-upload.
Yes. Thank you, David, for all your transforming work.
So fucking stupid.
It's one of my
thank
favorite
you,
bits he's come up with. He just
cinematic.
What if I re-upload the same video?
Yeah, but I put the word cinematic in the title. We should start doing that for all our David episodes, the cinematic episode.
We're in a situation where... there are a lot of spiritual influences out there. They're both positive and negative, and it's important to be able to understand how both sides are operating. And this is a very, very big discussion that goes into great depth in the Law of One material, which, as you probably know, is my spiritual source material.
Yeah, you may have mentioned that once or twice.
So in this case, what we're interested in is how the Law of One is going to teach us about what negative entities are and what's actually the best way to prevent them. And it does involve a little bit of hard work on your part.
Yes.
But again,
we're gonna
I don't
do
expect
magic.
This to be a long show. It's probably, I'm going to try to keep it to 90 minutes or less.
Well,
it is 3 hours. Now, I do want to point out, I just bumped up the speed at this 10% to kind of help us get through this a bit quicker.
And part of it is just that I want to get you familiar with some basic concepts that you can then go home
David,
with.
David, you've never gone 90 minutes in your life.
You know,
never.
You take these after the show and begin applying them immediately. You could immediately today lower the amount of negative influence. And I'm going to be connecting some dots for you in the typical David
Uh-oh.
Wilcock.
Sign up today and you could lose negative influence immediately.
Popularity. We're just about to hit.
Things never go well when David starts connecting dots. They just, no. it never forms a picture.
No, he connects the wrong dots.
It's very abstract.
500,000 subscribers. Can you believe that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Crush, dude. Oh, we're gulping
so
water.
So I never say this. But please subscribe and click the bell.
Oh,
I need the fucking money.
I was just about to say, he is really in trouble because he is correct. I've never heard him say that. So
smash that like button.
We're so close that we just need a few more and it's all going to be good. So we got 2,000.
The IRS says it's okay if I get 500,000 subs.
I need that plaque.
And again,
just takes that to the IRS. Yeah. No, I'm good for it.
He's going to melt down his YouTube plaque to pay off his debt.
Biblical emergencies that I've been through.
I thought it was real gold.
Pretty much back to back going through 5 feet of snow and then had a little bit of time off. Angelo Munoz, thank you.
No.
And after
it's
the
already
time
started.
Off, we got into this thing where there was a crazy, freakish windstorm that came to my...
Okay, I think you got to start calling it a crazy, freakish storm when it's happened every week for the last, like, 7 or 8 weeks.
Yeah, he really just doesn't understand weather.
It's not... A freak incident is something that happens very rarely, not something that happens... every day for a month and a half straight.
Yeah, per the description.
Entire area that started on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning and then carried through until Monday, really. There was still wind by Monday, but it stopped kind of on Sunday
wind.
Right after I would have done a show. Was when the worst of it
happened. Oh, so it stopped Sunday, but you just said it went through Monday. So you mean 2 out of 3 days it there was wind.
But did you see that? It stopped when he would have stopped doing his show had he done his show.
Oh, there's the lesson.
It's all coming together.
This was leading right up to the eclipse on Monday. So my experience with the eclipse was not like most people's eclipse. I was in a total,
yeah, because you were wrong about
fight
it.
To the death with nature survival situation in this again.
You were in a fight to the death.
What a pussy!
Total emergency. The blackout didn't last that long, but the total emergency.
The part that matters. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
He was without power for like 40 hours, which is when we first moved to this apartment, we were like that for like a week and a half straight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's a slightly uncomfortable.
4 days. And the eclipse was on Monday. So during the eclipse, I was actually worried about whether I was going to have enough solar power.
Am I going
to
die? He's putting his glasses on.
That's probably why his eyes all fucked up. He was just staring at the sun. He thought it was the promised land. It was the time had come.
Solar kit. Come. You at some point want to talk about this and make a video that shows you the footage of these things. Like, what does 5 feet of snow look like?
It looks like snow, but 5 feet high.
5 feet of snow. What does that look like? It's going to blow your mind. One of the cool things was that the snow kept getting shorter in height because of weight. It would collapse on itself, so the heights never really got about more than 4 feet. But that was still really
incredible.
Bad.
So it was 5 feet of snow, but there was only 4 feet tall.
Well, it's one of those 5 feet that's a foot less than five. You know how you hear about that all the time? Like when I'm 8 feet tall, but I'm 6 feet.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
45 a.m.
Makes a lot of sense.
7 p.m. on the day that the snow was really coming down.
I'm surprised he didn't shovel from 3:33.
Why were you shoveling snow at 3 in the morning?
Wait, hold on.
Go to sleep, David.
Because he's an insane person, that's why. That's what a fucking tweaker does. When I was living with my grandma at a certain point, she had tweaker neighbors, and he would only take out the trash at like 2:30 in the morning, and he would do it aggressively and loudly. Like, it would just rattle around. It sounded like someone just banging pots and pans. I think he just said girly shit everywhere in the house.
Oh.
And my dog left this huge 7-foot ring of poop on the carpet in the middle of the night.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's going to have some sort of message, right? When the squirrels left things in a ring, he took it to be a message.
I mean, just how is this dog not house trained?
Also, how is it shitting in a circle? That's wildly impressive.
That does seem intentional.
Yes, sending a message.
5 a.m. So I had to clean that first because she was so scared.
With my mouth.
Outside, 7 inches of snow would come down and like.
I ate it right up.
It was just so crazy. The feeling of fear that I had in this snowstorm was so intense. We had lost our power already in a previous
Yeah, but
snow
you have
event.
Generators.
We're probably going to die, Curly. I'm sorry.
Do you think he has like an old-timey Oregon Trail-style notebook where he writes his letters like, if I don't make it?
Yeah, probably.
I couldn't be there for the board meeting. But this
Oh,
like
that's
this
why you couldn't be there for the board meeting.
Yes.
Oh.
Why not, just move? Why not... Why live there still?
That's the big question, is why would you torture yourself like this?
He's been bitching about this fucking place for a year straight. He just won't. You have another house, which, by the way, I think the house in Topanga Canyon, it's like $7,000 a month for rent.
Jesus.
So, you know, I don't know how you're broke and can afford $80,000 a year in rent.
They're going to take his house.
Course
I got up
are.
At 3:45, and the first thing I had to do was make sure I could get out my side door. I already had from the snow falling off the roof, like a 5.5 foot tall wall of snow, and I had to bust through that with a shovel.
Bust.
And I had to carve a trail just in my garage. You know, if you've seen my videos, the garage is pretty close by. So Diane,
as it is in most houses.
Yeah.
So here we are,
garage,
you know,
pretty
going
close.
Through this, and I had to dig all day, and I finally collapsed, and then our plow guy has all this trouble, and he can't make it over. So
I think the plow guy just hates David.
Of course.
He has not been there very frequently.
David's just out there shoveling snow all day. Like, we're going to die, man. Can you plow this fucking snow?
Yelling about the apocalypse and his dog shitting in circles.
We're gonna make going to make it, girly. He's terrifying. Here.
And during this snowfall.
I wonder what he ate during
all
this.
I was completely snowed in and unable to leave my house for a week. We only lost power during the board meeting for 3 hours.
You only lost power during the board meeting. That's crazy. Wow.
That came back on. But I mean, I was out there shoveling all day, every day. I'm happy to say that I've had a significant improvement in how my body looks. It's more superhero.
Could have fooled me.
I've done so
it's
much
superhero
really
looking now.
Impressed by the results I got.
A superhero with AIDS.
Regular, oh, okay. Farm labor type of stuff. But that's true. Everything's more cut. It's really nice. So
my wow. dick works
but
again.
I had to go through this. I didn't have
after
a choice.
4 days of exercise. David is ripped. Yeah. Maybe the steroids are helping.
I was trapped in here for a week. The plow guy finally got here with a gigantic.
That's what
machine.
He calls the guy who fucks his ass. Yeah. The plow guy.
That's my plow guy. He'll plow your ass for a good deal.
With 4 foot tall wheels.
That's why the plow guy doesn't like greater, coming around.
Like David to have sex with him.
He just shows up and David presents his ass to him.
Spears come out for you.
Do what you must.
But thanks for the donation. I guess I don't usually see YouTube very much. I'm so busy surviving this kind of crap that I'm talking about.
David, you were trapped inside. What do you mean you couldn't watch YouTube?
He's literally, he lives in a mansion and it's snowed. That is all this is.
You could very much watch YouTube. Being locked inside is the perfect time to watch YouTube.
Why not just go stay in a hotel for a few days? It's not, he's in Boulder, Colorado. He's not in the middle of nowhere. It's fucking, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to make a video. And so I think
you're making one right now.
Decent footage of the whole thing, but it was horrible. And I was trapped in here for a whole week, but thankfully I always
just gonna be like
that,
the Blair
so
Witch Project, yeah. But it's David shuffling snow.
Camera's all
and
shaky. He's talking to himself.
Bottled water.
Oh, what was that, Curly?
Quality. We get it around here in the area.
Okay, he's got bottled water.
Spring water. And it's very, very good. When you're up at this high of an altitude, the water just goes right from the glacier through hardly any sediment, and it goes up through.
That is how the water works.
And it comes right out through the well. It's the best water in America. It's right here where I live. So
wow.
Cleanest area.
Only the best for David.
I'm very proud of that.
What an insane
it's really
thing
nice
to brag
to live
about.
In such a healthy area. There's hardly any Wi-Fi. There's hardly any cell towers. So there's and it's very healing.
Except for the fact that you're able to do
so
live streams.
Yeah,
require
you seem to have pretty
so
good Wi-Fi.
Is you know the house itself is like a pyramid. It's made out of wood.
This is my new favorite development. It's suddenly about 3 weeks ago he decided his house is a pyramid. Now, it doesn't look anything like a pyramid. It kind of just looks like a house.
I mean, I guess any house can be a pyramid if you think about it.
Well, everything's kind of a pyramid in a way, if you want to think about it that way.
Yeah, this is our pyramid.
I think his explanation is the pyramid's function, the pyramid power is based on the resonant frequency, and I think he's saying having a house made of natural sources.
Yeah, it's pyramid power.
Yes, it provides the same sort
of
energy.
I'm not gay because of the pyramid energy.
Logs, primarily, and there's hardly any metal in it. There's no metal in it, in fact, except for the roof itself.
What about
so
the electrical system?
Yeah.
Wait, you got a fucking steampunk electrical system?
Pyramid technology.
Yeah, I assure you there's quite a bit of metal in that house, David.
Began building these pyramids out of PVC pipes.
Oh, yeah, let's just recycle this thing again. Let's talk about pyramids.
They're not like a typical Egyptian pyramid. But when he built these pyramids this way, what he found out was that they created incredible energy that seemed to have biologically healing effects.
This is not true at all.
One example is probably the most provocative is that he took a milliliter
of
water,
talk about
ordinary
the,
water stored in the pyramid,
sake.
And fed it to these premature born.
We've already talked about this. It go to the David Wilcock debunked episode. I covered this very extensively. None of this is true.
We've talked about the pyramids quite a bit.
Yeah, so is he.
Obstetrics and gynecology within the Russian National Academy of Sciences.
Oh yeah, I'm glad the pussy doctor is studying pyramids. That's who I want.
You know, their doctors lie. Their scientists lie so much in Russia, but they did, you know, get the space.
1 milliliter of pyramid water to prematurely born babies, who were written off for dead.
That's not
and
true
other
either.
Other premature babies written off for dead were just given regular placebo.
Yeah,
because
fuck those babies.
Yeah, why? What?
The babies.
Just an evil experiment.
Well, we got to have half automatically die and then the other half, you know, probably die. Yep. But we need to do it for science.
The other problem with David pitching all these miracle cures is right now his eye is fucked up. I guarantee David has a pyramid. So he just said he lived in a pyramid. Where?
Yeah, what's up with your eye?
A milliliter of water can literally cure cancer, but it can't fix your fucked up eye. You idiot.
Every single one survived.
Yep.
Cancer cells that would normally infect at a rate of 60% went down to 6%, 30% went down to 3%. So it was pretty much knocking out cancer. There's all these different things, health problems, that it was seeming to do. Now, of course, These were claims that were published by Russian scientists. We can't
quickly
prove
debunked.
It unless we...
Yeah.
Oh, we can't prove it.
Well, silly me. I shouldn't have been so hard. Yeah. She's talking about the science that has no evidence.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really... He should have stated that up front. I would have been so hard.
That's on us.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the type of science where no one provides evidence.
In the U.S., and there's always been...
Now, that science is cooler.
Yes, it's much more fun.
Russian science is not good science, and I've been dealing with this ever since I began... publishing some of these fascinating results.
It's funny to imagine the Soviet Union going broke actually funding these retarded studies.
They had a lot of really fun shit going on like the 80s and 90s.
Blew money on pyramid.
Some people just don't appreciate the nuances of
having... Oh, that's what I don't do.
...a whole different way of looking at the universe, which the Russians did. And as I've said many times, it primarily focused on the work of Dr. Nikolai Kozarev, who coined the term
it was
torsion
full of
fields
shit.
Because they twist. The basic idea, ultimately, from a whole lot of Russian physics put together, is that gravity...
It's not a whole lot of physics. It's like literally three dudes. And then those three dudes, they had two separate conferences in Russia just talking about how full of shit these three dudes were.
Yeah, it's the three kookiest scientists that the Russians ever produced.
They basically threw like a Coachella of science just to talk about how shitty this science was.
That is super Russian to have a whole conference to talk about how fucking stupid these people are.
It's not a pull of gravity. It's actually a push.
This is like a Comedy Central roast, but for scientists.
Make the Earth exist. So now you have to imagine it's flowing into the Earth equally from all directions. So the Earth is like a vortex, and it's like a black hole almost, and all this energy is flowing in.
Uh-huh.
So the Russians concluded that gravity also has consciousness on it. Gravity is the carrier wave for consciousness.
Right.
Oh, the gravity's thinking.
Einstein tried to do a unified field theory by...
Yeah,
that
fucking idiot.
And what was he?
And that's partially true, but as far as consciousness, the Russians made fascinating discoveries about torsion fields.
Uh-huh.
And in one example, he was sitting... Dr. Kozarev had a torsion field detector that he had built. And what he found
like
was...
Like a gaydar.
Yeah, might as well be a magic wand.
Torsion field over here. Are you sure? Yeah. Torsion field over here.
You shake
you just can't see
up
it.
And down. And the torsion field detector would notice that and point towards the shaking.
So you use a
no
shake weight.
Shaking of the floor at all.
And a gaydar.
By simply moving something in space, there's this ripple that is created that you can measure with these torsion field detectors. Now... What were the torsion field detectors? Well, they ranged from things like mercury thermometers. It turns out that the mercury will rise and fall a little bit more than the room temperature based on the presence of torsion fields.
Of course.
It turns out that he could vibrate a needle and have the needle hanging on a string, and you vibrate where the string is hanging off of.
All these experiments...
It sounds
like
a magic trick.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. This is not how science is done.
Watch needle. Watch needle. And needle then, disappear.
And then he sawed his assistant in half. Like, this is... These experiments, he's not talking about shit from the 1700s. This is supposed to be, like, 1994.
Just holding a thermometer. Watch, I make mercury rise.
Well, first of all, a mercury thermometer would react to the heat in your
hand.
Yes,
it would. So it would rise.
And then that needle becomes incredibly sensitive to torsion.
Yes.
So just a high vibration, and then the needle hangs down.
Okay, but what do you do? Just walk around like with a needle, like it's a dowsing stick?
I mean, yes, I guess. I would like to propose the idea. Needles are very cheap. You can get them anywhere. David, how about you recreate some of these experiments? You would be phenomenally wealthy if you could prove any of this.
Oh, David's not a scientist. He's a journalist.
Oh, yeah. He just reports on the theories.
The needle would also be a pendulum.
He's not qualified to do
the
science.
He's not qualified to do much.
That was another part of what made it work.
I think I want to be up here
so
on this fucking camera talking about this shit.
Except that.
Go, oh, this is all BS. None of this shit. Look, there's over 10, by the late 90s. Sorry,
yeah, those Western scientists, what have they done?
Papers on torsion fields, scientific papers published in Russia.
I don't
and
think
so
that number
what
is correct.
Was that if plants started to die, that they would give off a torsion field.
Oh, no.
There was a torsion field that
don't please not the lie detector test for plants
all right,
again.
But now, on the plus side, the last time he went into this, I think he talked about sneaking up on yogurt.
This is the very topic that caused him to realize peeing was killing things.
So I don't like the repeat, but this led somewhere good last time.
that would make the needle move if you boiled water.
Banana sandwich.
There was a torsion field that would make the needle move at the moment that water froze and turned into ice.
Okay, just to be clear, again, he's using a thermometer, and then his two examples of when something happens is when you boil water
yeah.
or when you freeze something.
Yeah.
That does typically tend to affect a thermometer.
A thermometer.
The thing that measures temperature is affected by rapid temperature change.
There was a torsion field that would make the needle move if you smashed something and broke it. So, and again, it would work through a brick wall. And this was similar to the work of Dr. Viktor Grebennikov, who studied honeybees and found out that they would try to slam through the brick wall if their hive was on the other side. They could feel
something
coming
off their hive. Well, they're stupid bugs. What does that prove?
Through the brick wall. And that's a huge discussion. Dr. Viktor Grebennikov.
I don't think it is.
Bees keep flying into a wall, and I can't
right
figure
now,
out why.
What give?
Why bees do this? Are they stupid?
Torsion.
Oh, he's gravity field.
Consciousness on gravity.
Bee fly into wall because gravity tell it to.
It's in Revelations, people!
He's cut now! Also called latent vacuum structuring, which was that it would create a current in the ether, if you will, whatever the substance was, it makes our air, which is gravity, ultimately.
That's why I call my cum
gravity is moving
the ether.
It's just all around us. And so
that's what the Nas song
science,
was about.
Yeah,
you
cum.
Get to learn how consciousness interfaces. Cum. That's where it gets so strange. He's finding all these things that are mechanical ways to cause torsion fields to form. You heat something up, you cool something down. A plant is dying, a plant is growing, you know, the honeybee thing.
I do want to point out, for the plant thing, it turned out the guy's machine was broken. That's
right.
The conclusion
of... Yeah, it didn't work on anything.
Right. The thing was someone eventually studied it, and the conclusion was either his machine was broken or he had fabricated the results.
Yeah.
With the honeycomb hive, we'll do that. But then... after he's built these needles and they're very well able to test things, one day he's reading The Temptation of Faust by Mephistopheles. This is the story about a demon appearing in front of Dr. Faust, and this was actually apparently a thinly laced disclosure of real events. If you read...
What?
Yeah,
Hall's
Faust was real, dude.
Secret Teachings of All
Ages. I've read Faust.
I didn't get into this in the Michael Prophecies.
I guarantee David hasn't.
Secret Teachings where
he wouldn't get it.
Palmer Hall talks about the fact that these demons do exist. I do get into it a little bit on page 100 or page C. He
what?
Talks about how they can be brought up. And he said that the Faust story was actually based on an alchemist. So you don't really want to be an alchemist to find out what alchemists are really doing. Okay, they supposedly
that's how he gets his beats.
Yes.
And I heard this for a long time and I thought, oh, okay, they just supposedly have a clay sculpture that they make. And then they do some trick, and it becomes a little animated being.
Uh-oh. He's getting into Jewish magic.
There's this connection to magic, and especially like the wrong
Christ.
Kind. And that's what that's really about.
Uh-oh, the wrong kind of magic.
Again there,
oh, no.
He shows you this image of Mephistopheles. It's the summoning of Mephistopheles, which is the most dangerous demon and the most ferocious demon. And it has this weird face.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a human and a bear put together with these big eyes, and it's got bear claws on its hands and bear claws on its feet. So it's got basically bear limbs.
Yeah.
But it's dressed up in the
that's how it works.
A little dapper costume.
Oh, he's looking dapper.
And this is Mephistopheles.
Like a teddy bear.
And apparently, as I've said before, when people are messing around with the wrong type of stuff, these creatures appear visibly to the people in the room. And so there's like this
that's pretty cool.
magic secret
yeah, that's
that our
pretty
galaxy
sick.
Is built with. In which if you play around with this stuff, you're going to get very dramatic results. So in the same book, Secret Teachings, Manly Palmer Hall explains that the story of Mephistopheles is absolutely real because he's illustrating it to you in that picture that he's got.
Right.
Gulp.
It's real because he drew a picture.
The whole idea of something coming in with sharp teeth and claws that's angry and aggressive is very scary, frankly. And that apparently
is it terrified me, actually.
I mean, if you're a baby, sure. That's do you have any idea what the fuck he's talking about?
I think he's going with something along the line, demons are real, and for some reason decided to use Faust.
But I feel like nothing he has said is tied into the next thing. Like, we started at torsion fields, and then Mephistopheles.
Oh, it's none of it's connected. No,
okay.
No.
Good, I'm glad.
He said in there that Mephistopheles is not fiction. that the whole Faust story was loosely based on a real person.
You just said that,
and that he actually had played around with this stuff, and he had made this agreement with this negative entity, with this creature called Mephistopheles. So this stuff might seem as if it's all really weird and out there, and that's
sure
okay.
Does.
If you want to take this as a fantasy type of thing and not really feel anything more real about it, that's okay. But what I'm saying is that...
Well, that's not good. This is the same line he started using before all the Corey Good shit was proven to be false.
Yeah, it was.
If you need to take this as being a work of fiction, you can do that. Maybe he knows his time is running out.
I mean, even a delusional man, at a certain point, you have so many things telling you something. It's hard for even a crazy person to not recognize it.
Yes, even the dumbest of men have to succumb in the face of overwhelming evidence.
Yeah.
Or at least a part of them does.
There are people who very firmly believe that when they play around with this, that they see things. And that there are then events that take place that wouldn't have happened because nobody else is there. Whatever this thing is, it's doing things by itself. And those events are real.
There's just no substance to any of this.
Their lives.
They're doing things and things show up.
He looks so hot in his suit.
That's absolutely part of what we're talking about.
Yeah, David was just fucked up in a hotel with a furry.
Yeah, he's going to pull out his little bear.
If it works, it's Mephistopheles. If it really does work, then maybe that's where this story of Temptation of Faust came from. And then you got the story in the blues, the crossroads, right? You met the demon at the crossroads.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, some people believe they have made these types of agreements. And that's actually very scary. We don't
I was in a fiddle contest with a demon once. He came down to Georgia.
I
wrote a song about it.
That's the problem, is that they believe it's true whether you
want to hear it.
They don't care.
I'm looking for
their way. And you can speculate as to what you want to think they means, but I already know. You probably know.
Jewish.
And in fact, this whole event that just took place.
That's how we started this. 5 feet of snow, right. And the snow is just like Russian science and a bear and demons.
Okay. We were talking about Nikolai Kozarev. I don't want to lose track of that either.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get that done first.
So let's juggle 40 of the topics you started.
The story of the Temptation of Faust by Mephistopheles. And he had spent time in a Russian gulag concentration camp.
Shocking.
Remember, the Soviets were communist and they were really jerks.
They were really jerks. That's
big donations.
That's how I would describe them.
Ohio UFOs again. Thank you. There they are. Zig it on by and all right.
Dave, you're supposed to read the message.
I do really need money right now, so that is very awesome. Thank you guys.
And at least he's being honest about that. Doesn't that kind of directly contradict what he said at the very beginning of this, though? If I had sold a fighter jet to a country.
Well, I guess when he says we, he means the company.
Yeah, probably. Well,
now, he assumes he'll see money from it, but he won't.
I do believe he is the bankroll for the entire company. So, yes. You're probably right.
There's a lot of stuff happening. Like the latest UFO sightings are now fleets of UFOs and not just one or two, but they're like all over the sky. And people are starting to post sightings of that around the world. So there's really interesting things going on. But anyway, getting back to Kozarev, he was reading The Temptation of Faust. And he had been in the concentration camp gulags and had survived on hardly any food at all because the Russians imprisoned scientists and anybody that was doing anything spiritual or religious.
Uh-huh.
So if you went to church, they were going to throw you in prison, throw you into concentration camp. If you were a scientist, they're afraid you're going to figure out what they're doing. They don't want
more
you to be
water
smart,
already.
So get rid of the scientists. So all the scientists had to go to the concentration camp. So this
poor
guy, thirsty man these days.
Brilliant
breakthroughs.
It's all that shoveling snow.
How they're fluctuating together, which becomes the key for understanding how 2012 solar flash did happen, but on Proxima Centauri. It actually happened on December 25th.
How many times must we hear this? It didn't fucking happen.
But it did.
What was the Mayan end date? It was, December 2012.
21st, 2012, something like that.
Yeah, so the important thing is it occurred neither on the correct day nor in the correct fucking galaxy.
No, but it happened.
But it did happen. It just was not in the right place or at the right time.
12. There was a solar flash, just like we were expecting, but it was over on Proxima Centauri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's Kozarev's discovery. Well, that's pretty close. That allows us to appreciate that fact, because he's the one that saw stars that were many light years apart fluctuating at exactly the same time, suggesting that a faster-than-light communication is occurring between them, which he ended up calling torsion fields. They do not move at light speed. They move much faster, and he could get them mechanically. And then as he's reading this book about the temptation of Faust, he's thinking about being in the concentration camp, and he has this huge emotional surge. And then right at that moment, the needle, the torsion field detector, turned and pointed.
It came, and the needle started vibrating.
Towards him. And he had the biggest trip out of his life. His whole body was shaking. His hands, you know, fur standing up on
what
your arms.
What a valueless like story.
That was the big moment in Kozarev's life. That was the big
some guy said a needle spun and pointed at him.
That and that's how he discovered torsion
would be generated
fields.
Mechanically.
Every time he says torsion, I always think of testicular torsion, which is when your nuts get twisted up and you gotta get them like, get them medically untangled.
It's like
when headphones get fucked up in your pocket, like the earbuds get all tangled up.
The protege of Sigmund Freud, who came up with orgone, I'll think of his name in just a second. You can tell me in the sidebar, but. This is really good stuff, you know. It's all coming together.
Really good stuff.
And oh, yeah, it's
Kozarev
great.
Is showing us that there's this torsion field that's affected by the mind. So then this triggers this huge industry of Russian science that goes on for so long.
And accomplish nothing.
It leads to pyramids being built in the 1990s where they're capturing
that's
torsion
true.
Fields.
That is not
so again,
true.
Again, torsion fields are the energy of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
They ride on gravity.
Uh-huh.
And what the pyramid does ultimately is it harnesses torsion fields and causes them to swirl in the middle.
Uh-huh.
The word pyramid means fire in the middle, pyre amid, fire in the middle.
Wow.
So that's what the word actually means. And it's because there's this swirling. If you can imagine like water going down a drain, there's a swirling current like a tornado.
I can't
the
imagine
pyramid
that.
It creates that by its shape because the Russians discovered that everything has this fluid-like energy coming out of it, and there's energy flowing into the atoms, and there's energy that flows out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is a big deal. So yes, I did get injured. Is it? I was noticing that I did get injured over here on my eye.
Oh,
and so you can go.
The chat got to him
finally.
Already. Fuck, we're only 26 minutes into this.
It is, but it's just
shit.
I actually tried to squeeze out something. I had this hard lump in there that had been in there for a long time.
Go to a doctor,
yeah, David. Go to a doctor. Ew.
Sorry if you don't like my face. It's going to heal up very soon, but this is, I would consider this an emergency situation.
Okay, again, pyramid water. Why not? How come he is telling us about all these dietary things and miracle cures, and he can't remedy one of the most basic of problems?
Yeah.
He had a fucking pimple. It's been on his face for a month at this point. Now your Russian science can fix it?
Now I am. So, anyway, people can say whatever they like, and they always start with
and we do.
They start at the lowest and work their way up. So,
yeah, you look
go.
Stupid and gay.
Yeah, you fucking homo.
Anyway, the point is,
with your fucked up eye.
I'm explaining to you now that the reason
who jizzed
why
in your eye, David.
Down, let's go back here. The reason plow why man. It's this needle to turn.
Not in my hair.
As you shake the weight up and down, it's like you're underwater. And as you
I just got a blowout.
You get this ripple. In fact, any movement
that's
through water automatically...
That's what the plow guy did to his ass. Yeah. Blew it out.
Donut. Just like you see with dolphins.
He needs to get an anus change.
Snout, and they can make a little donut, and they can keep it in the water, and they play with it and stuff. Well, that's because any motion, any thrust moving through a liquid is going to create this toroidal shape. That's just what it does. That's natural physics.
Natural.
And it'll often round out into the size of a sphere.
Uh-huh.
So these are these spherical toroidal mm-hmm. fields. And one of the things Kozarev discovered is that they stay there. If you build a torsion source, you will get this current that flows, and it will stay there after the source is taken away. So I got this torsion field generator. There's actually mechanical generators.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice.
This is what they use to control the weather.
Okay, I will say at least he does buy some cool, dumb shit. He's
occasionally,
got,
yeah.
He's got, I think, the $3,000, maybe it was $5,000 laser that was supposed to, change cats into rats.
Right.
And now he's got a torsion generator,
yeah.
Which, by the way, why not break some of this out and show it doing it, right?
Yeah, why not? Don't make a torsion field.
If I had the rat-cat laser, I'd be doing it right now.
Yeah.
If you have a torsion field generator, it's going to do a much better job of manipulating where the clouds go. Than anything else. So there's a Russian scientist.
Okay, no, I'm going to keep pausing it to point out how stupid he is. If you have a device that can control the weather, why not?
You know,
you've been complaining about the snow for a month and a half. Why not maybe use the weather manipulation device to manipulate the weather?
Yeah, maybe do something about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's an Italian scientist named Pierluigi Linguini.
Yeah. Oh God, that's
Pierluigi.
Torsion field generator.
He's cat now.
Same type of stuff. Same type.
He's Luigi.
And when he turned it on, he could open up the clouds like it would be a circle, and they would just go whoop, and they just open up.
There's no proof of
that. So this is a technology that's very real. It's been kept very, very secret. It's not something you're usually going to hear about, but
except
it has
from
an
you
incredible ability
constantly
to control the weather. So when I'm going through this kind of stuff, and I know exactly what's going on, both of these storms came in and just, like, freaking wiped me out. I mean, the 5 feet of snow, I was out of...
That was actually 4 feet.
I had to have stored food. And then the eclipse
God
is coming up, and I want to do a big show about that.
I had
and
to
I
have stored
it,
food.
David, you don't have 4 days worth of food at your house?
You can't afford it.
There's coming out about it that are very provocative. Well, I get this extremely high wind.
David and Butthead get the torsion generator.
Get this extremely high wind, like hurricane force wind, that starts on Friday. It gets really bad on Saturday.
Right, it's just like a hurricane, except for the fact there was no hurricane.
By 8 p.m., they turned the power off, and they say, "Oh, don't worry, we're going to turn it back on."
That's because you didn't pay your bill.
They didn't turn it back on tomorrow afternoon. Why? Because we had surges of wind going up to 80 to 100 miles an hour. So we lost power. So if you don't have power, you can't heat your house. And this wind is like,
unless you have backup generators, like you do.
Which means below freezing.
It's only 27 degrees? That's not horrific.
No.
It's high wind, and that already blows. I have a log home, so it blows through the cracks of the logs, because no matter what you do, you're going to have cracks in the logs. I had to retreat to the downstairs bedrooms.
David, why
right
didn't you insulate your house?
Yeah.
If you go through,
well,
this
also,
room, you walk right over there.
I mean, it's not just logs. You can see right fucking behind him. It's like a solid wall. He's not living in like a Lincoln log cabin.
There it is. That's the best place in the house to hide from this. It was so scary.
Thanks for pointing at something no one can see.
The only other thing I can remember that was that frightening to me was being on a sinking ship with my brother on Lake George. And my father and his Italian buddy, Rick. Rick had the sailboat. We went out there, and this freakish storm comes in while we're out there. And all of a sudden, it's like rain, and it's storms, and it's thunder. And the boat is tipping so far over that my brother and I are standing on the wall, looking at our feet, which is now the window of the boat on the side. And we're seeing water in the window. I thought we were dead, man. I was screaming. My brother was screaming. And there's this funny thing that happens when you both think you're going to die and you're kind of making eye contact with each other, but you're screaming at the same time. But you're just looking at each other as well, trying to, like, understand what the hell is going on.
Those are some crazy eyes.
Boy, is it.
It was so crazy.
Well, that was
weird. That kind of vibe, dude. This
kind of vibe.
Through this.
He thought he was going to die.
Like, we got to get downstairs pretty soon.
Wait, hold on. Can we, where did the boat actually sink?
It sounds like it didn't, actually.
Of course. Okay.
Solar batteries, EF deltas,
yeah,
which are fantastic. You know, I'm not a sales representative or anything, but man, they got
you'd have money if you were.
I had two of them, but I only need one. So I had one of them fully charged, and I used it to run my electric heater downstairs. Thank God I had that, because it ran out at like 3 o'clock in the morning. The room actually stayed warm, though. But my God, I got out in the morning.
You're in a house. You're not outside.
You're not in a hut, David.
So I have, like, thick wool under shorts and long-sleeve shirt on that I sleep with. And I have a very thick wool socks, the thickest ones you can get. As soon as I wake up, I got to throw on ski pants for Mount Everest-level skiing. And I got to throw on
Mount
my
Everest level skiing.
Yeah, all the people who ski from the summit of Everest.
And then I got to starting a fire, and that was when things improved a little bit. I had to leave the doors open.
You mean you did what people have done for thousands of years to survive the cold?
You started a fire.
It is another, like, we people have been living where he's living for a very long time, a long time before we had any of these modern amenities, and they were perfectly capable of surviving.
You could do it.
Lucky enough to get sunlight, but I mean, the wind was so crazy.
We're fucking a half hour in. He hasn't done anything. He's still just talking about the weather.
The snow really got him shook.
And then it turns out that there's been this biblical amount of damage.
Not everything is biblical.
Electrical infrastructure. Like, really, really, really bad. Drama, drama, I'm sorry, but I have a hard time figuring out where this is going. Look, you know, you don't have to like the show, but this is all about negative.
You don't have to like the show.
The topic is on demonic negative breeding.
Oh, okay. I'm glad David tied it together there. So all this shit has to do with the devil did it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I could feel that one, I guess. But you're going to see where this is going, okay? Believe me, you're going to see where this is going. So
maybe get
after
there.
Going through this experience, you know, and psychopathic people are not going to want to hear me talk about that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
To me because they don't have any empathy for me. They're only here to attack.
Hell yeah, we are, dude.
Because they have to feel empathy for a while, and that hurts them inside. You know, they don't
empathy
that.
Sucks. Yeah. Way better being a hater.
It's just
empathy isn't funny.
As a standard practice. Anyway, this was so insane because even after the wind had stopped, which it was mostly over by the next day, we're supposed to get the power back on at noon. That didn't happen. The power stayed off for 2.5 more days.
Listening to this story, I suddenly feel suddenly seal. Damn it. I suddenly feel a great deal of empathy for Beth. Because now all I can think about is imagine going to dinner with this man.
Just living with him.
He's had 34 minutes to get his point across, and he has not made a single salient point.
Just afraid of everything.
I really did. It's true. I saved about $6. It was amazing. So, free
I think
garbage
the waiter's
going to
kill me. Everywhere they go.
David, this is the third waiter you said that about.
I need a new waiter.
They're after me.
You got to taste my food first. Just getting a busboy to take his food.
If you go, I go.
The whole experience has changed me. Going through that blackout, facing that much fear. I mean, again,
it changed him.
Do a show today.
Yeah, dude, he went without power for 2 days.
Hours.
Insane to just have to go to bed at night with nothing but an open pit fire that you then have to close.
I couldn't even watch TV.
You have to just surrender to that. You don't have any way to keep your room warm
except for the heater and the generator you have.
Yeah.
Sort of go with it. Thankfully, we were able
outside of the generator. The heater and the fireplace.
The fire, yeah.
He had no way to stay warm.
How would he do it?
Outside of the heater and the fireplace.
Never get too cold.
How did he make it?
It never really got bad at all. In fact, the dog was comfortable. I was comfortable. We made it work.
Well, Doc couldn't have been too comfortable. It's shit all over your house.
I was in all this crap.
That was actually David. He's just blaming Gurley.
Just blaming the dog.
In the sink. And when you don't have any running water, which...
Wait.
I had to wash my hands in the sink.
Isn't that where you usually wash your hands?
It's my
you don't
experience.
Have any running water, which is what happened to me after a day and a half. I lost my running water because that battery only runs for a while. It's not hooked up to the generator. I can't get that done right now. So I lost running water. So I had to actually wash dishes in like a pot. I had to wash my hands in a pot.
Oh, the humanity.
When you start living that way, you have no power. You're running your dish. Your dishes are being run through like bottled water. I had prepared for this. So I had a 5-gallon jug of water that I kept by my sink, and I used that to wash my hands.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. And I think, you know, picking up my
eyes. It doesn't sound that way. Now, maybe, you know, I have different priorities than David, but if I were fearful of running out of water, I wouldn't be washing my hands or doing the dishes.
No, I would wait.
I'd save that for drinking.
Yeah.
I would drink the water because the dirty dishes don't really make a difference.
Something I did out of frustration afterwards. But anyway, this was all happening to me, this whole situation.
Well, it was actually happening to everyone in that city. It wasn't, it wasn't localized entirely at your house.
It was happening to me in the middle of being publicly threatened by the DS.
What?
Like never before. And when I show you this, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about.
So I sincerely doubt that.
Up to the eclipse. And I'll wait for the slide so it has the right amount of dramatic flair. But trust me, folks, this show is going to open up here. So if you're just like falling
just
asleep.
Just like my ass.
Emily Howard says, could you get hot food? Our house can't do any heat. We have a gas generator. Oh, that's a great question, Emily. Thank you. Yeah. So when I was going through this, I did have the ability to run my gas
Everything you have worked.
Okay, so everything in the house was functional.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
But because it's really dangerous to do that, I had to keep the windows open. So it's like this crazy situation where I had too much.
Why do you think it's you have to have your windows open to use your
with quite a bit?
Unless he's talking about the propane.
Instead of using the outdoor grill, I had to use the indoor gas stove. Then I had to open up a window.
You mean like everyone else?
On one side, and then open up a window on the other side of the house over by the fireplace, and ventilate it that way. And so, like, I had hot dogs for breakfast. I boiled hot dogs.
That's so sick, dude. Hell yeah, bro. What a single divorced thing to do.
Okay, but here's, if the stove worked, he could have cooked any food item that he had in his possession.
Yes, he could have.
Which means that all he had was hot dogs. How has he been talking about preparing for the apocalypse for years? And he's like, I have to wash my dishes and eat hot dogs.
He has thousands of hot dogs in his food storage.
There's just no common sense.
Did you know they're technically already cooked?
Just eating cold hot dogs.
I didn't want to make
hot dogs and broccoli.
Jesus.
I did reheat cooked chicken.
David, don't you have a vent for your fucking stove?
Why is he sharing these details? Who could possibly be interested in the fact that he had to reheat a cooked chicken thigh?
I'm surprised he remembers it all so vividly.
I truly believe that he believes this was like a nightmare scenario. This is his version of I survived.
It must be terrifying living in a place with severe weather when you think the weather comes from God.
I think everything is just terrifying to David. So the way we would experience any sort of normal event, for him, it's multiplied by like 50.
Yeah, it sounds like an exhausting way to live.
Yeah, because the power wasn't out. It's the devil was attacking his house.
Yeah, like if our power goes out, I don't really have a meltdown.
No, and it goes out all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I didn't have power here on Christmas. It's cold as shit in here.
Yeah, David, try to not have AC in a Texas summer.
I'm getting a standalone potbelly type wood stove, something like that now, because all I have is this inset fireplace, and if I had the wood stove, I would have been set. I would have had so much easier time. I mean, I burned an enormous amount of oak firewood to get through this. Oh, Linda Catone says, I'm not bored. This is good storytelling. Thank you. Non-psychopathic people.
Linda Catone is an idiot.
I went through a desperate situation. Lorraine Damore says this. With my family, I
noticed it's all women.
Of course.
Inflammation from being on
white
fire.
Women. I know who this audience is.
And somebody tells him, why don't you just sod off there? To the guy that insults him. It's funny. Where is Colin? Love the comedy.
He didn't make it.
He died in the blackout.
I had to eat him.
I admit. May I do this? I've got one tab. Glasses made to order. If you so desire, then he shall appear.
Where's your cigarette?
Okay, we got Colin glasses. I bought them because I wanted to look like that for a comedy skit, but then they're actually very useful glasses for me.
Maybe you should get glasses then.
Paulo Avilo, thank you. Thank you for the super chat. Oh, yes, Cindy Sims says you must get a wood stove. Curzon Dax says, my parents were always prepared for when modern living went awry. They started out life in poverty, so scary scenarios are always fun times when you get proven to be a true intellect.
What?
I've been through some pretty cool stuff here. I've been through, like,
yeah, it sounds cool.
Without even having a good wood stove to heat water. I did it with the stovetop. It was wonderful.
This is his nom.
John Christopher Latvinas says, I'm coming up there, and we are going to eat off the land for a week. You need to practice, my friend. Well, yeah, I mean...
Oh, I can't hunt.
Had, like, if you come up here, I'll kill you.
All the snow. I mean, we had two and a half feet of snow on almost all the land, so that was another scary thing is you couldn't go outside.
Dude, 2.5 feet of snow is not that much.
2.5 feet is like that?
Utah got 2.5 feet of snow very regularly.
Above the snow cap, you know, it's all snow. And in fact, I was helping
He's
all the
thinking
birds
about
stay
foraging.
Alive.
I bet you the reason it takes him so long to shovel his driveway is because he goes out there when it's still snowing.
Almost certainly.
I had a flock of crows, and I was bailing them out. They really definitely needed to be fed.
What?
He was saving the crows. So,
oh, hell yes. All right. He's back to saving the wildlife.
You know what? I mean, if you can't do this, if you can't survive this way, then.
Yeah, right. Poverty. Look at the utter poverty he's living in.
Was that what the guy said?
So. David lives in so much poverty, LOL. Well, You know what? I mean, if you can't do this, if you can't survive this way, then what's going to happen?
Yeah, who could live in a sick-ass house without their heat for 24 hours?
The poverty of a $2 million house with multiple generators, a stove.
Now he does eat like he is in poverty.
Yeah, you'd, I mean, I guess, hot dogs is a poor guy move.
He is in poverty. He's just in, like, the best version of it for now.
He's in the rich guy version of poverty, yeah. Which is he's used to being a millionaire now, but now he's got to kind of watch what he spends money on.
Yeah, he's in debt, but they haven't taken anything yet.
Yet.
What are you going to do? Are you going to remember that you can pour water into a pot and wash your hands? Or how are you going to wash your hands? You
what is crazy? It with him and washing his hands?
I think he's going, he really is going, like, yeah, full kooky. Germaphobe. What's Howard Hughes?
David, why aren't you using your urine?
Yeah, use that's the magical. It's
the everlasting source of water.
But what he just said, people aren't going to be able to think that they can wash their hands. Like,
well, because they're stupid.
I think most people could figure out you pour water on your hands.
Start like screaming and go outside and throw them in the snow and then like hurt your hands because they're cold now. No.
Who is washing their hands? Hold on. Who is washing their hands and then with wet hands immediately running outside and screaming and then flailing their hands in the snow?
I guarantee David did it, and that's why that example was so specific. Some idiot just, he freaked out and he ran outside and he started punching the snow to wash his hands. He didn't know you could pour water over him.
That's such a stupid thing to say.
Just a fucking idiot. Oh.
Prepping for this moment since I listened to Art Bell in 1995.
Does he think people found it out by trial and error?
I think so.
Standard thing the American Cross offers. American Red Cross sells a emergency hand crank radio.
So I do want one of those. I like a good hand crank radio.
You want to be able to...
Yeah, see, it's the apocalypse, everyone.
Way to get through this stuff.
The bat has been killed.
I was telling you guys we might have a blackout. I was telling you guys
I'm going to get really drunk.
Blackout. Well, I got thrown into it.
That might
we
be able
did
to
have
fix
an
them.
Internet blackout.
Yeah, we did lose our internet. For
the first time ever, Frontier went down for like 24 hours.
Yeah, for a decent amount of time.
This again, I got threatened in a very, very
I blame the Chinese.
Way.
Me too,
really
as usual.
Gives me like a Jim Morrison type of vibe.
The Indian lady I talked to clearly had just been getting yelled at for like hours. Because I was just like, it's fine. There's nothing you can just be like, thank you very much. So that's very nice of you to say. It's like, yeah.
Well, it really is. It is like borderline cataclysmic to lose internet because now literally everything we have functions off the internet. All forms of media. Like
one EMP and we're back to books, everyone.
That's why I always keep like 6 to 10 hours of podcast stored on my phone just for such emergencies.
Like a hero vibe. Like,
that
wow,
and my Kindle.
Thanks for branding me into your crazy nonsense that you're doing. And as I said here in the slide, I'm not worried because of the math.
Oh, right.
And so what do I mean by that? What I mean is that...
I wish it said meth.
Oh, yeah. Right now,
I'm not worried because of the meth.
That was a
why
typo.
Why did you start eating meat? Well, because I had to. I was anemic.
He's such a delicate boy. He tried to be vegan, but he's too much of a bitch. He couldn't. He was.
He realized the food sucks.
Yeah, he wanted anemic.
David just loves hot dogs and wings.
Yeah.
For all you do, David, always look forward to your live streams. I tried to make vegan work for 7 years.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about when I went to Japan. That sounds terrible. And I went to these temples, and one of the things I was going to say is that that diet was not good for me.
It's not good for anyone.
I had very dark circles under my eyes when I went out there, and so the pictures are horrifying. The pictures made it darker than it really was because a lot of times. Photographs.
It's got to look really bad for him to already be...
Is that why he looks so shitty in that one picture?
So
you mean the picture? Hold on. Let's,
our all-time favorite picture?
Every so often, I gotta search his name just to be sure that that's still the... Yeah, there it is. Just awful. Holy shit. I have a hard time believing this has to be edited. He looks like death. He looks like
he's got butthole eyes.
Yeah. he looks like Lorch. He's fucking.
That's what a vegan diet will do to you.
Yeah, it's the same fucking guy.
The forehead's identical.
He really is. Okay, David should install bolts on his neck like Frankenstein.
I mean, it is something because he does look much better.
I think he's wearing makeup again is what this
is. Oh, okay.
Discovered that if you look at the work of Weston Price, Dr. Weston Price, traditional diets are the way to go. So if you can't eat meat, then you can still get by with eggs and ghee. You want to get the clarified butter.
What?
Ghee is a big thing now. I don't. Oh. This is like the new movement I've been seeing. The new cool thing for dieting is ghee.
It's so funny to be into the like new age dieting and eat hot dogs.
Hot dogs and chicken wings.
Yeah.
And when you buy eggs, you're typically looking for, unless you're total vegan, you can't even do eggs, but I highly recommend giving that up at least. Look for the eggs with the dark orange yolks.
Correct.
Even if they're not the most organic ones, that doesn't even matter. If you got organic eggs and the yolks are yellow, I don't even, ugh. Give me the orange yolks, and the darker orange they are.
Yeah, David likes slurping orange yolks.
Dr. Wesson Price called Activator X. And Activator X is also found extensively in meats, especially.
Isn't that what gave the Powerpuff Girls their superpowers?
I believe so.
I don't touch beef at all. I mean, like, not at all. So I have a very, very strict diet that is essentially what we were adapting.
Yeah, wings and hot dogs.
Yeah, I like that he was just getting on his high horse, like, I don't touch red meat at all. Like, first of all, what the fuck's in a hot dog? Like,
he probably doesn't know.
It's not better.
I thought it was dogs.
This was the food source that was provided. And, of course, the Native Americans had a great reverence for this.
Yes, the mighty hot dog.
Always been a part of what I'm about, and as you can see here, I have a bison.
We learned from our ancestors in Coney Island.
They taught us how to make ketchup.
I really
or as we call it, maize.
I'm not worried about this because of the math, because there's so many of you out there who are sending me positive thoughts and wishes.
Oh, okay.
So even if these people do a mass
ceremony. Yeah, I positively wish you get crazier.
Yes, HIV positive. I think the negativity is finally eating away at him. It's a boxing match, and we've been landing solid body shots for a few years.
We've just been
point.
Pounding the core.
That's it. And it's paying off. The man can no longer stomach it.
Yeah, just kidney shots left and right.
To come after me, which is what it looks like, or at least
they had a ceremony to come after him.
Working through me. They're trying to come after that, whatever you want to interpret that as. It's very unambiguous.
You want
to
fucking share what you mean then?
For a couple more minutes and then you won't be laughing. Somebody threatens me. Well, yeah, I don't believe it. I don't think that this is going to work. If anybody sends Lam in here, I think that Gurley is going to kick his ass. I already said this. There's a movie
Who?
That I want to make called Gurley versus Lam.
Lam is like a demon, I think.
Islam?
I wish.
Which we're offering a great discount on this week, but
you're always
we got a level Girl Gaza.
Islam, you know, that spindly little gray extraterrestrial. If he's not allowed to have his normal magic powers, he doesn't stand a chance against Gurley. He's never even going to make it to me in my bed. You know,
right.
Before he even gets to the bed, he's
bro. He can do magic.
Why is he like game plan this entire scenario? That was a very detailed.
He's clearly thought about this a lot.
Yes, that was not off the top of the dome.
No.
That was a fully thought out situation.
Well, he wants to write a book about it.
In which tiny alien is going to have to fight his dog.
Gurley versus fucking E.T.
You know, I think maybe next time you guys, if you want to summon something to come after me, make it bigger and stronger.
Okay.
Oh, someone summoned it.
Even make it past Gurley. So
I wonder if it's
just
us.
Put that out there. Just giving them advice.
That'd be sick.
I hope he thinks we have superpowers.
So, anyway, the moment of truth.
We're cursing you.
Look at the lighter,
really
David. Look at the lighter. It's an eye.
And here's the slide. I wasn't on the right thing there.
Moment of truth. He's a big fan of Gangstar.
Of this entity that got in touch with none other than the elusive Aleister Crowley. And so he
is this
a
the butt fuck demon
figure in terms of having written a variety of books in which admittedly he did an amazing job of summarizing so many different
and credit where credit's due.
Say what you will about his motivation, but the science was impeccable.
In various cultures, and not all of it was bad. You know, they were into Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism.
Buddhism.
How the fuck did he hit the button?
Probably was doing a very broad spectrum study of what was going on.
Buddhism.
In fact, a lot of the Crowley research is part of why Manly Palmer Hall ended up writing Secret Teachings of All Ages, where he took that same concept of what Crowley was doing, but then goes even farther to explore all of these weird, arcane, hidden things that had been in weird Masonic libraries and books that nobody'd ever read. And then he's synthesizing all this data together to write Secret Teachings, which is very interesting. Okay, I mean,
oh,
you gotta
no,
give them
picking
credit.
His
like,
eye
the negative
again.
Is very interesting. As you learn more about it, it's very complex, it's scary, it's weird, it's terrifying. Crystal P, thank you. Delphine Gomez, thank you.
Belle Delphine.
Doing what you're doing.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much.
Love your OnlyFans.
I
can't afford it.
We have
you have any free subs?
Manly Palmer Hall doing the same type of stuff that Crowley was doing. They're trying to compare all these things together. But again, you go to page 100 or page C in Manly's book, and it's talking about this summoning of Mephistopheles by Faust, and he says, "Hey, this is real." And then he says,
"God,
if you
we're
get
still
this
on this
after you. It can be a real big problem." He told you, "Do not mess with this, because once this creature starts coming after you, it's going to bother you all the time." In fact, there are weird stories about people playing around with this stuff, and these would be like elite families, okay? And these are pieces of disclosure I haven't shared yet, but
ooh,
that were conveyed
then please
to me in
share
a way
them.
That is very trustworthy. That this is really
you said
scary,
that about Corey
so maybe,
too.
You know,
well, he's a trusting man.
Toys right now, but
oh, we're getting
we
into big boy talk. Let's do it.
I'll talk around it in a circumspect way to make it easier for that if somebody didn't get out of the room. If they, if
this has
start
to be rape,
the
right?
Things that Crowley perfected as of whatever it was, 1904, I guess is when all this started.
Get to the point.
We'll see that in a minute. If you can play around with this stuff and you can get something like Mephistopheles to appear, okay, then the problem becomes, let's say you're doing this in your own castle. You're this elite family, you have this castle. And let's just say, because a particular whistleblower example I have, it was actually a female spirit. The creature was female. It was not male.
Okay.
And they were messing around in the basement. They
so
were
it's
doing
not gay.
What started to happen is that, like, basically on
yeah,
a regular
she pegged
basis,
me.
And I don't know exactly how often it was, but let's say every few weeks, you hear this voice moaning in the basement. Oh,
someone fucking your wife.
It's a female voice.
No, I was summoning a demon.
Drive you out
it's
of
Lamb.
Your mind and
that was his name.
Yeah.
You repeat another one of these events down there with her where she gets to participate. Imagine how horrifying it would be to be trapped in your house, you're stuck in your house, and you have this ghost, and it's moaning in the basement, and the only way you can...
This is the big scary thing you may need to send the kids out of the room for, is if you summon a demon, it stays in your house?
Yeah.
First of all, that just seems logical. Like, if you're, yeah. you know, if you invite it over, why wouldn't it hang out?
Yeah, free house.
Yeah.
Make it stop so you get your sanity back. Is now you got to go do something for this thing again. This is apparently real. This is apparently some of what people were dealing with.
Wow, what a story,
and
David.
So it's a very, very strange thing, because in order to get one of these negative entities to manifest, you have to have the right astronomical alignment. You have to have planets in alignment. This is always the way it is. This is why
the signs are everywhere.
Astrologists are always kind of side by side. They need to calculate. Oh, that's right. They need to calculate.
Oh, that's right.
It just slipped into the Mickey Mouse voice.
Side by side. They need to calculate. Oh, that's right. They need to calculate.
One more time.
Mists are always kind of side by side. They need to calculate. Oh, that's right. They need to calculate.
That was like an extra two octaves up from where he normally does.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Astronomical alignments.
Oh, fuck.
Because you can't do the work in astronomical alignment. Oh, because then it doesn't have enough energy to actually appear unless you have
what a
right
silly
alignment.
Goose.
So this got very, very complex. And they would do strange things. Like,
I still
example,
feel like
Uncle
he hasn't
Jack, the
said
namesake of my
a concrete thing yet.
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
This is prop here. In fact, let's
yeah, do Uncle Jack.
Why not give it to you as Uncle Jack, mate? So this is something he actually told me one time. So these are true stories, okay?
You call that a knife?
Mate, the London Fire, 1666. Why do
this
you think they picked that year to do it, mate? It ends in 666.
Of course.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They burn the whole thing down. They sacrifice a bunch of this land. Look at what it becomes, mate. It becomes the city of London, the financial center of their universe, mate. Why do you think they had to burn it down in that particular year, I wonder?
And oh, God's a calling. Time to go back to my cell.
You actually hear, it's like, wow, I never thought of that. That's really, really crazy and scary. But yeah, they... So Uncle Jack and other insiders told me that there's different
Well,
types
Uncle
of
Jack's
magic,
not real.
One type
yeah, I wonder, I feel like Uncle Jack is a semi-new development. I don't really remember him talking about Uncle Jack before. It was always Pete Peterson.
Well, he's like Uncle Colin, but he smokes.
Yeah, but that really is the only difference. He has a cigarette in his mouth.
...of magic is played out upon a global level or a national level, and it involves, you know, ceremonial events... which are intended to try to appease these negative spirits. And so the negative spirits, as it says in Manly Palmer Hall's book, they want to be
Stop saying his name.
One of the most common things that's going to happen, the equivalent of the demon moaning in the basement, is the demon wants you to publicize its existence, and it won't be happy unless you do that. So, for example, they would carve gargoyles out of what they saw and then put them on the building. Well, that's something that they really saw.
Oh, they really did see gargoyles.
That you didn't have before, unless you've heard some of my shows.
Or you read the Michael prophecies.
So again,
let me drink another gallon of water.
No wonder he was so concerned about the water.
Yeah, that's true. He needs to drink 10 gallons a day to survive.
There are torsion fields, if you will. You could look at them as conduits that there's like a wormhole in space, but the wormhole only exists in a certain portion of Earth's orbit.
Worm your hole.
And when you have the celestial bodies in alignment, they actually create a wormhole. And that wormhole...
We've reached the loopy level earlier than typical.
He's really hitting us with haymakers.
I think it's because we've been doing it so much.
Yeah, it's a lot to take. There's reasons we all have to take breaks.
Yeah, that week gap time we had was very necessary to recover.
You can heal mental illnesses. They actually seem to improve.
Then how come you can't heal yours?
All types of health.
Yeah, I feel like calling your house a pyramid kind of defeats all these arguments.
Especially when you're clearly an insane person. Yeah. I don't think it's working.
I'm the picture of mental sanity.
It comes out cleaner and purer, and you get more of it. It's the same thing with a well. They did pyramids over Chernobyl, and they found that the wells became non-radioactive.
Did they?
This stuff really, really works.
Of course not.
Yeah, I'm sure the Russians were like, no, land is good now. You go back.
Or exotic vacuum object technology, where we shoot the charge clusters.
At the UN. No, we make pyramid over land. It's good now.
It is safe now.
It irradiates the material, and it returns to tabletop levels, which are basically insignificant and safe for human life.
Then you go live there.
So you can irradiate material with this Russian technology when it's fully applied. And that's a fascinating fringe benefit that we get from all this.
It would be if it were true.
So... there's a heightened torsion field energy that also can be happening from the sun. As the solar activity reaches its peak, you see the peak of warlike activities, but then you also see the peak of revolutionary breakthroughs.
No, God, not this again.
All of these things are very neatly
the solar minimum, solar maximum.
Rhythmic pattern of solar activity. And I've talked about Tchaikovsky before and how he discovers there's this 11-year sunspot cycle. And my God, every 11 years... you get this peak of wars, and you get this peak of new innovations and new scientific breakthroughs.
That's also not true.
Then you can even analyze what part of the 11-year
cycle. Well, you would assume once a decade you're probably going to make some sort of breakthrough.
Well, it's another one of those things where it's like it happens every 11 years except when it happens earlier or after the 11 years. Again, he somehow can't accept the fact that shit is always happening.
Yeah.
And really, you could pick any number you want. You could say every 3 years, every 7 years. You're always going to be able to find something that occurred somewhere in the world.
You know what happened this year? Caitlin Clark revolutionized women's basketball.
Four-part cycle, and I was talking
about... He's a big fan of the WNBA.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, it was 2 weeks ago. Feels like last
when I think about WNBA fans, I do think about guys like David.
I love Cheryl Swoops.
The whole point is that there were Lisa very Leslie. Elaborate
amount of WNBA players.
David really just wants to be dominated by a tall black woman.
You have her
I deserve a black queen.
He was messing around with these things. So he's the astrologer. He has to know what the
I need someone
are.
To throw it back on me.
Jack told me that they made contact
I think he's the one throwing it back.
My Coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
Sexy David.
Said, don't worry about it. Don't launch any of your ships.
He's big, sexy
D. Keep them in the harbor. Don't do anything. And as the Spanish fleet was coming right in, there was this horrific storm, and it sank the entire fleet, and nobody even made it to be able to invade.
Is he going to...
And this happened not once, but twice.
Is he going to tie that
so
storm
ceremonial magic
to the one he just went through?
Protecting Great Britain, according to the testimony of this guy who claimed that he was working right with the top family that starts with the R. And you know what I'm talking
Retard.
About.
Retard.
Red Shield.
Rapers.
Okay? Oh.
He claimed that he was working Rothschild. Right for him. And it wasn't even really clear if he was an
the
insider
Jews.
Who was really a whistleblower or if he was trying to recruit me. This is a funny one. Let's do this one. This is
okay.
Funny.
Oh, this is a funny one. Nice.
Why don't you come back to your family, David?
What?
He used to say this. David, we miss you. We miss you, David. Come back to your family, David. He'd say that kind of stuff sometimes. It was so funny.
I like that his bits now are like a sentence and a half.
Yeah, he puts all the shit on for 5 seconds and then he takes them off.
Come back, David. Come back to your family. You know, something like that.
And then just puts
it
away.
I'm not really into the whole like evil thing, you know? I'm sorry. I respect the offer, but I was told I could have billions upon billions of dollars, and all I had to do is just talk favorably about...
Terrible decision.
He should have taken the money.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the devil for $1 billion. I might reconsider.
That's good business,
that's
okay?
A ton of money.
Yeah.
That is true. And it came at me in many different ways in many different times. I'm not interested in
David, just give me your ass and I'll make you a billionaire.
I don't know.
I do it for free.
It just is a symbol for the rebellious spirit that we all have.
Offers him a billion first rounds free.
Maybe there's people who are less
to get you addicted.
But then again, it can end up in your basement groaning all the time. And you have
how stupid is David that he believes someone was actually going to give him $1 billion?
Well, we all dream.
Into as a lifestyle.
I think he's more delusional than a dreamer.
Because these entities will influence how you think and feel. They will influence other people to hurt you. They can make it impossible for you to leave the house.
Oh, that's why the devil is trapping him.
That's why I don't go outside. The devil has me stuck here.
Things that you keep seeing being done, like in music award ceremonies and Olympic halftime show.
Oh, God, not this again. We know. Ice Spice is satanic. You've talked about it the last two times.
Her ass is fat, but she's the work of the devil.
It's the work of demons. There's a demon in her ass.
Her ass is possessed.
Every single year. Okay, all right. Whatever. Yeah, but I'm not going to watch it. I mean, I find out about it and I take pictures of it. Sometimes
You don't watch it. You just watch it and take pictures. Yeah.
So anyway, this is a very strange subject.
He doesn't look at any of it except for when he looks at it.
Well, how could you watch TV when you're, you know, shoveling snow all day?
But it used to be that you had to be a master astrologer like Queen Elizabeth's court astrologer, John Dee, to be able to do everything properly to get one of them to show up.
John Denver.
But all of that changed, and I talk about this extensively in the Michael Prophecies, as of 1936. Ugh. There's an astonishing correlation between the Edgar Cayce readings and the law. Now, Carla Rucker came along, she didn't know about the Edgar Cayce readings saying the same thing.
Oh, God, Cayce, please free us from this cycle. Anything to get out of this cycle.
Talk about your diet again. What'd you have for lunch,
anyway,
Dave?
He said he was attacked by the deep state, and he just won't talk about it. Wait, was the guy offering him money? No, that's an old story.
Yeah.
Has he even explained what the deep state did to him?
He kind of, you know, trailed off.
1936, the inner core of the Earth will shift, and then we can look at things like Chandler's Wobble and see there is a weird fluctuation in Chandler's Wobble in 1936.
Oh, Chandler's Wobble.
And there are, in fact, weird changes to the core.
Friends.
Course.
And then Cayce also said that the Earth's core would decisively shift, that there were new vibrations coming in 1936 that would eventually cause the Earth's core to shift in 2001. And sure enough, the Earth's core did start shifting in 2001, and it completed shifting in 2013. And I have that in book two of the Michael.
Can't even remember.
No.
And we'll talk about that in future shows as well. So anyway,
we'll talk about that in future shows. Yeah, I know.
Because in the Law of One material, they're communicating in 1981, and then they say that approximately 45 years before your present, 1981, which is 1936, approximately 45 years before is when this fourth density energy began streaming in a lot more strongly.
Them doing that shit in 1981 is pretty insane.
It's pretty wild.
And so both the positive and the negative.
People really thought you were crazy if you were doing that shit in the 80s.
Yeah, well, you were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the witchy stuff is a lot more acceptable these days, but you really were like satanic to be doing it back in the day.
Yeah, now they're just trans.
Lower astrals, if you will.
I did have to block the witch subreddit because it was just nothing but trans people posting. They're like, are trans people allowed to be a witch? It's like 400 people have posted this.
I mean, I feel like trans people have to believe in magic to an extent.
I guess that's true.
Various magical ceremonies, which again, it's very dark stuff, and it's not. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail because.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, that would be irresponsible.
It might be too interesting.
You just realize maybe that if people are swayed into doing it, however they're swayed, that you're going to get results that will shock the heck out of you.
Wow.
Harsh language.
Your life, and you'll never be the same. You will never be able to unsee it. Okay, that's part of
tell me how to do it.
It's widely reported. So anyway,
I want to summon
a
lamb.
What we see here is that I created this movie, Moment of Truth.
And
I had no idea how big it was going to get.
Oh, God. This is the movie where he used some font, and then he decided that was his font.
Oh, right.
And every future use of that font was like a tip of the hat to him.
And it revealed this connection with
I believe
the
you said Tim Pool
now,
did
Lam
it.
A
big fan of David.
Yeah, Tim Pool.
Who apparently contacted Aleister Crowley in 1904. And it's now publicly, I'm okay to say this, that it was Chris Beskar, the CEO of Stavad Aerospace.
Oh,
who personally
a very reliable source.
Shared it with me.
Oh, he got that for you.
Lam gave Aleister Crowley a class on how to get these ceremonies to work properly that was greatly updated from all the arcane stuff they were clinging to back from John Dee.
I would really not want to share that the CEO of my company told me that he talked to a guy who told him Aleister Crowley hung out with a demon who taught him to do magic. That's not that type of thinking is not typically aligned with someone being a good CEO.
Yeah, I don't really want my CEO believing in magic.
No, I want them doing normal things, normal, boring things.
They had a lot
you should
of
be into Dave Matthews
things,
Band.
Yeah, does he understand economics?
So concerned about astronomical alignments anymore.
Clearly not.
Because as we got into the 20th century, it becomes easier.
Well, he understands
so
it's better to not pay your contractors. Saves a lot of money
Which
if you don't pay for work.
People, and sure enough, instead of having to wait for, like, you know, a special alignment that only happens a couple times a year, now you can just do one and it's going to work. And so this is why he was so highly celebrated. So in this movie, I talk about this Lam connection. And so in order to be able to find it, it's in multiple parts, and you have to go to, like, the third page in.
I don't think we ever
but
watched
this. This is
where
you would actually go. You could just type in the link at the beginning. You don't need all the hash stuff, and then you just type in
oh,
the title.
Okay.
And eventually, Brighteon.
I was just about to ask you, have you ever heard of that website?
No, absolutely not.
In this movie, I show scenes from Jupiter Ascending, and I connect it directly to Lam, because the intel from Chris Beskar's insiders is that Lam is a gray ET, and that the Greys and the Draco Reptilians are both real, and that their agenda is to get people practicing this type of ceremonial stuff. That's one of the main things they want us doing, is to engage in this practice. And again, at this link, if you watch this movie, it's a total of 4 hours long.
Of course it is.
Mike's team broke it up into a bunch
of segments.
You can watch it in smaller chunks. I don't even know if it's left anywhere else online. They keep taking it down. So that's probably the only place you
that's
can
how
find
you know
it.
It's
that's
good.
Why I put it there in the first place.
Too hot.
It
it's too hot for Rumble.
Yes. Just
but
like we need to talk about Sandy Hook.
I make it like a Hollywood film. It's got lots of big name stars in it.
Stupid YouTube took that one.
Fair use, all done legally. But then the argument
our episode
is, yeah,
watching
you know
is still up on audio platforms.
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah.
was depicting. This
the
movie,
censors can suck it.
Jupiter Ascending. You have this guy, Lord Ba-Lem. Ball. Oh, where have we heard that before? Ba-Lem.
Ball sack.
Lord Ba-Lem.
Hear anything about that?
Soaking in human material, actually. That's what we find out.
Human he's, cum.
He represents the head
Lord,
of the
Lord Ball sack. He soaks in cum.
And these two keys are going around. Earth is just one of many planets where they're farming.
Well, he's right about that.
Yeah.
Earth is a planet.
Elixir of life that they're creating.
You know what the elixir is?
Yeah.
He told me it was going to give me
it's
eternal
very,
life.
Very strange thing. So again,
I didn't have health insurance, so I did it.
Truth.
That's what's in his water.
Of,
he takes like an eyedropper and drips cum in it.
Instead of coconut water?
Yeah.
With an all capital letters
it's protein
of
rich.
That's actually
no, the coloring is because of the cum.
It's very similar to that. Or maybe it's the it could be. Anyway, FCM, Futura Condensed Medium, it's really cool because
oh,
as you're looking for
yeah,
fonts...
Yeah, that's the font. I
right.
knew it, yeah.
Your font list.
Of course.
Like if you go into any type of... if you're going to make a video and you're going to make a title...
Let's look at what that font looks like. Let's see what David's taking credit for here.
If you go to your fonts tab and go scroll down to F...
Oh, shit. Okay. What do you say? Futura Condensed Medium. Let's... Let's see what David...
Adobe fonts.
Wow. Look what David has contributed to the world.
Look how unique it is.
Wow.
I would never, you know, that's really one of a kind.
Those are some lettery looking letters.
Yeah.
That's good
easy
stuff.
To read, you know. Good for titles.
The default font might be Arial, it might be Times New Roman, it might be something else.
Well, I'm not gay.
F-O-N-T is how you're going to change the way that your text looks.
Just.
So yes, this is how fonts work.
Just a worthless contribution to this
so
whole thing.
F, and then you find Futura.
Oh, he really says, yeah, you look for F.
You click the drop-down button, and then you scroll past A, and then B, and then C.
Then you get this cool look that I branded into the show, which again is the same.
Okay, but the font existed before this move. He clicked on a font.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to understand.
The font was already there. It obviously had been used in other things because it was there.
Same look of all the text that I have in all these slides here. And after I put that in there, it began to get very, very widely used throughout, you know, all the Republican side.
I'm actually responsible for Times New Roman.
Yeah.
Because I typed all my outlines in those, and now everyone's using it.
Touche.
There's nothing I can control. I don't even want to take credit for it. It's just very interesting.
Except for the fact that you've taken credit for it probably three or four times now.
I don't want to take credit for it, but I will.
Nobody was really captioning movies this way, but now there's entire plugins that you can get for premiere.
David's a trendsetter.
He invented captions.
Final Cut that allow you to make this.
Final Cut is what you should do to your wrist.
That was really scary and crazy, and I didn't want to mess with it. I didn't want to.
That's such a crazy thing to start noticing and getting freaked out about.
That's my font.
That's my font. Like, I found it.
About this. So I left it alone, and it's gone so
is there
crazy.
Any way I can sue them?
For so long now, it's like
he's going to use Corey's lawyer.
So whoever did start doing that and chose to use this font, thank you. You know, even though it's not really me, it just this
right,
is just
right.
Something
the
happened.
Genius
again,
just flows through you.
I think
you.
It's because this movie blew people's minds.
Oh.
It exposed so much truth all
speaking
at once.
Speaking of blowing people.
Condensed package. And I show you the story about Aleister Crowley and Lahm, that here he is in 1904. And that he comes in contact with this entity the first time. The first entity was called IWAS, but that by 1917
IWAS,
he's making direct
IWAS a Chinese.
Looks like Crowley's own sketches that he made.
Forgiveness, please.
But the original entity that contacted him was IWAS in 1904.
So well, that's a big difference.
Please get to the point.
Again,
please. Please say something meaningful.
On April 7th,
oh, my happy
God.
Birthday to Lom.
Right in the middle of the eclipse.
Wait, how's the demon only 100?
It's actually on April 8th.
Yeah, that's pretty new demon.
It's April 7th, but April 8th.
That's like a newborn.
He just did it again. He was like, it happened on April 7th. And sure, the eclipse was on April 8th, but it was right there.
It's exactly 120 years to the day.
Except it wasn't. It was a day off.
From when Crowley first made contact. And this was shown by, again, Shadow of Ezra. I've showed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, this, maybe we're going to get into it.
This many times. You really ought to be going there to Twitter. All you have to do is go to X and keep.
Well, the thing is, we did that. Well, actually, I want to be clear. I am not the one who DM'd this individual. This is someone else who DM'd their conversation to me. It's at MacarioMend on Twitter.
That channel on X.
I think it was just us tweeting out is what brought it to David's attention, because that's what got us blocked by David.
Yeah, it did.
Man, there's so much stuff that he's putting out now, I can't keep up with it. But again, as far as I'm
concerned, he can't keep up with you either.
I've been showing you week after week now. This is the primary, if not the only authoritative voice of the Alliance right now.
Wow.
You know what? Why don't we stop there? That's a good tease. Right. We're going to get into it on Friday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think that's a good place. I'd rather start an episode at that point.
Yeah, we're
going to
come out. We're going to come out hot.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot cast, as they
hell
say.
Yeah.
All right, patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod. We'll have, I haven't picked yet, so we'll figure that out later. We're at Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. You're at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter, where David has us blocked.
Hell yeah.
Live. No, no lie. You'll be gone next week. Go see Brandon in Austin, Texas
with
Alex Stein.
Yeah.
All right. Hoo-de-hoo.
Mamba out.